Works better when you turn it on. He saw me coming. He knew I was going to just talk, so he turned it off on me. Hallelujah. I'm going to go over here to Luke. And chapter 9. And verse 57. It came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. You know, I think of that. And I remember one time when I was young, and I went forward to the altar with that same enthusiasm. Man, I'll go wherever you say. Amen. Some of you in here probably went to the altar two or three times with that enthusiasm. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Basically, let me go get my inheritance, then I'll come along with you. I know. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. I touched on this one time before. Not being fit for the kingdom of God means not being ready. See, when I first went to the altar, I was excited. I went after the Lord with philios love, with emotional, physical, fleshly love. I wasn't ready. I thought I was ready, but I wasn't ready. And how do I know I wasn't ready? Because I turned around and went backwards. And I could blame people for it. I could blame the preacher that preached one Sunday that having received Christ and his beautiful spirit and all this, if you sin again, you're going to go to hell. There's no more salvation. Of course, it wasn't 2 days later I sinned. I figured I was toast. That was it, so why bother? I wasn't fit. Then I went to another church and got excited and went to the altar again. I still found I wasn't fit. And you know, you get this feeling, what's the use? But I look over and I see Elijah. And I see where Elijah was told to go get Elisha. And Elisha said pretty much the same thing this guy said to Jesus. He wanted to go home and make everything right with his father. So Elijah said to him, what have I to do with you? And started to walk off. And Elisha made a decision. He made a decision. This decision was not based on feelings. This decision was based on reality of the truth. And he went and burned the implements, the plows, and went and killed and killed and barbecued, if you will, the oxen, gave it to the people, and he left. when you come to Jesus Christ, you have to come not in a fit of emotion. Emotion is good when it comes to the Lord. I love it. But when you come to make that decision to follow Jesus Christ, you can't come in a fit of emotion. You have to come with the full knowledge that you're going to put your eyes on Jesus and you're going to keep them there. And no matter what happens, no matter how you feel, no matter how the devil hits you, no matter what comes against you, no matter whether you're feeling good or you're feeling bad, whether you can breathe or you can't breathe, whether you can talk or you can't talk, you have got to come to the knowledge that you're going to accept Christ and receive Him and walk in Him no matter what. And then you're fit. Because then you won't have to turn around and look back. So, if you've turned and looked back, whether you're in this room, or whether you're listening by air, or on the internet, or by tape, and you have turned and looked back, and felt now that you're unworthy to receive Christ, let me assure you, you are unworthy to receive Christ. But Christ is worthy, and He chooses to receive you. Turn your eyes on Him. Look unto Him. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't let anything draw you back. When you make that decision to follow Christ with your mind, to follow the truth with your mind and not your emotions. Emotions are tied to the flesh. When you do that, then you're fit. Then you can do it. Because then you'll do it whether you feel like it or not. It's like husbands love your wives. It's easy to love a wife when she's good to you. When she serves you. When she does the things you like and the things you want her to do. And she's in a cheerful, good mood all the time. That's easy to love a woman like that. But when you walk in that house and she's got that look on her face of, I'm going to eat something. Your head, maybe. That's a hard one to love. But you gotta do it anyway. You gotta do it anyway. Because God loves you when you're like that. Amen. So if you've been one of those that look back, remember, you fell away because you were unfit. You weren't ready. But now, knowing the truth, and knowing that receiving Christ is a decision that is made with your will, not your emotions, now you're fit. Now you're ready. Get in your closet. Pray to the Father in secret. And when you come out, He'll reward you openly.